It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Yourself?
Cold.
It's very cold.
Well, it's not as cold as yesterday, but it's cold.
Yeah.
Cold outside. We love going to basketball games. High school games, boy, it's just nothing more enjoyable than coming out of a gymnasium and getting into a cold car. And just by the time we get back here to the station, the car's nice and warm, just in time for us to park it and then get into our cold cars to head home.
That's perfect.
Great. It's just a wonderful time of the year. Brett's not in here with us this morning as we get things going here today. He'd like for you to listen to this for the folks at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating, in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Harvey Freeze joining us on the phone this morning from the Freeze Notice Weather Center. Harvey, good morning.
Good morning, Jim, and how are you today?
I'm good. Make it stop being cold.
All right, let's do that. Let's make it stop being cold. Actually, I do have some good news for you. I think it will be warming up the next couple of days, especially over the weekend, back into the 30s with plenty of sunshine. It does look like we'll be seeing some cold weather trying to return next week, but most of the precipitation next week is probably going to be centered across the southern part of the country, so that's some good news. And right now it looks like most of the storm activity is going to want to favor the eastern part of the country or the western part of the country, so maybe we might head even into Christmas with just some very with some mild weather for this time of the year.
You know, here at our location, we kind of dodged one this week. Last weekend, there were some areas that got some pretty decent snowfall, half a foot or more. We just got a little bit of a trace of snow here, but boy, there were some of those places. It came down pretty hard.
It sure did. I think that Omaha had around six or so, and Sioux City had about the same amount of snow. It seemed like it was concentrated in the northeastern corner of Nebraska and northwestern Iowa. And we sure saw that yesterday morning with the overnight low temperatures there on Tuesday morning. Wherever that snow cover was, with about 4 to 8 inches of snow and with light winds and clear skies, temperatures plummeted yesterday morning. The coldest I saw, I believe, was at Storm Lake was 18 below, and Spencer was 14 below. And that's what happens when you have a fresh snow cover. The situation a little bit different this morning. We've had a little bit more wind out of the west or southwest and some partly cloudy skies during the night, so temperatures are some 20 degrees warmer than they were yesterday morning, closer to 5 to 10 to 15 degrees this morning.
Well, at least you let harvest finish this year before you made it snow on us.
We certainly did. Well, a great harvest season we had across much of the Midwest, and we say that with a bit of, well, you had some extremely dry weather in the northwestern part of the country. Around Sioux City, in fact, was one of the driest falls on record, and we could certainly use some moisture. The opposite has been the case in the eastern Corn Belt states, especially in eastern Indiana and Ohio, where they've had extreme amounts of rain, and there's still something like, I don't know, 5 or 10% of the corn crop left to be harvested next spring because it's been so wet for them.
You know, and that's what I've heard a lot of folks talking about around the western part of Iowa is how dry it's been, what a dry fall it was, and the concern for burning issues and stuff like that, what the conditions are there. But now I'm starting to hear folks talk about subsoil moisture and stuff like that, too. Or is there a chance really to replenish that kind of a thing in the winter?
Well, not maybe during the dead of the winter. I think we would average like an inch of precipitation in December and in January and February. But certainly as you get into March, one or two good storms with 2, 3, 4 inches of rain would certainly help that situation. Yeah, I think some of the driest soils are probably right up around Spencer, maybe north of Spencer, on down over towards Sioux City. That seems to be the center of that very dry weather. And for the last 90 days, September, October, November, they've probably only had 10 to 20% of the normal rainfall for this time of the year. And, you know, going back even on into August, they had some pretty dry weather. So they definitely need some moisture early next spring to get things going again for them.
Yeah, of course, the big news this year in this part of the country happened to be all the flooding and things, especially along the Missouri River and some of those tributaries there. A lot of that was due to the intense snowpack that they had up in the upper areas that feed into it. What's that look like? Is there a chance that that could happen again this year?
Well, yeah, there's certainly a chance. I think we're going to see quite a bit of active weather and storm activity across the Pacific Northwest and across the mountains of Idaho and Montana and in that watershed of the Missouri River as well as the southern portion of Canada. So, yeah, it's possible, but it was something like a 50-year event, so I think it's not likely, but we'll have plenty of snow in the mountains up in the Pacific Northwest this year.
Well, hopefully the powers that be will be a little bit better prepared for it this year, too.
But I would think they'll be very watchful this year.
I bet they'll be on their toes, yeah. Very good. Well, we're not too far down the road here, Harvey. I know a lot of folks are making travel plans for the next few weekends to spend some Christmas time with different members of their family and things, but as we get closer to the holiday, what kind of weather should we expect for travel?
Winter weather, of course. There's always a possibility of a little bit of snow here or there. In fact, this Thursday late in the day, or perhaps Thursday night, we may have a little bit of light snow, maybe still less than an inch. But am I looking into next week, maybe one or two storms coming across the Midwest, but it looks like the heaviest precipitation will be across the southern part of the country. And then right now, you know, things will change, can always change, but it looks like for the week of Christmas, the jet stream is going to be flowing from west to east, which would generally give us a normal to above normal temperature pattern and a below normal precipitation pattern. So right now, things are looking pretty good for travel across the Midwest.
So the odds might not be real great right now for a white Christmas?
I would say that's right. That's right.
That's as good as it gets.
It's not a coin toss right now. It looks like it's... Okay. Pretty good chance that we'll be having some good traveling weather and not a white Christmas.
Okay. Well, it is kind of nice to have a little bit of snow on Christmas just because, but for the travel issues and stuff, it's nice to know that everybody's going to have a free ride home.
Well, it's nice. Then, you know what they always say, wait for the other shoe to drop in. Yeah. Right after Christmas, then what happens, you know, as we go on to January?
Well, and I guess I said free ride home. Not quite. Not quite so free, but a clean ride home anyway. Well, Harvey, thanks a lot. We hope that you and your family have a Merry Christmas season.
Okay, Jim. Yeah, thank you very much, and same to your family.
All right. Very good. Thank you much for the time here this morning. That's Harvey Freeze from the Freeze Notice Weather Center. Yeah, everybody always wants to know what those conditions are going to be like, especially when the weather took such a nasty turn here this week. Not so bad right here where we sit, but you don't have to go very far from here at our location in Atlantic to see some decent snowfall totals. Brett was telling us the other day, they got a few inches over in Walnut, and then you head up toward, a little further toward the north. There was that band really from Omaha that kind of went up to the northeast, that Denison and some of those areas, Storm Lake and Sioux City, a lot of those places had a half a foot or more of snow. And, of course, it's not going away anytime soon, because then we immediately hit the deep freeze here, too, as that cold weather dropped in from Canada. But here we sit with very cold temperatures this week. So hopefully some of that stuff will start to melt away a little bit as we get toward the weekend, and we start to get a little bit above freezing with those temperatures now as we look back to get into the 30s again here toward the weekend. And we hope that things kind of balance out again too, and it would be nice to have some nice travel weather for folks as they do the family thing here as we get closer to the holiday. Well, we need to have you listen to this one more time from the folks down at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Your Lennox dealer is Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic and Harlan. Lennox has been improving and refining home comfort since 1895. Lennox heating and cooling systems are designed for the best performance and quality. They have a reputation of 115 years of comfort, reliability, and efficiency. If you demand the best and won't settle for less, Lennox belongs in your home. Lennox offers state-of-the-art engineering, high-efficiency heating and cooling, along with quiet performance that you won't find in other brands. Lennox never stops searching for ways to improve your world with heating and cooling products that are more comfortable, durable, reliable, and efficient. Consumers and competitors alike look for the highest standards of excellence in the home comfort industry. Leave it to Lennox to combine comfortable home heating and cooling into their high-efficiency units. See your Lennox dealer, Camblin Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-1512 or in Harlan, call 755-3286.
Yeah, I want to thank Harvey Freeze for spending a little time with us and sharing with us a little bit about, well, what he knows anyway about the weather patterns coming up as we get toward the Christmas season. Hey, you got to make it a great day, and God bless America.